A group of 50 people from 15 different cities in Tennessee recently took a course to prepare for a new state immigration law that takes effect on January 1st. Organizers' intention is to resist the law while also reducing fear within the Latino community. WPLN contributor Paula Mora reports.
In a conference room in South Nashville, groups of Latinos are gathered around tables to go over the documents they would need if immigration authorities came to their community. Checklists include things like birth certificates and powers of attorney to keep those children from being forced into foster care if their parents were detained. To lighten the mood, a facilitator plays the famous Mexican song La Bamba with the lyrics changed. The words have been altered to protest what they see as anti-immigrant laws.
One of the reasons why we're hosting this training is that for people in the next 6 months can at least prepare themselves.
That's Camila Herrera, a director at the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition. Her organization is hosting this training at their headquarters. It is not just meant to teach immigrants how to protect themselves from deportation. The goal also is to show them how to mount a public response within 48 hours if someone in their community is arrested.
So when January comes and we start seeing how it's implemented, we can learn more about it through them directly.
They're talking about a law, HB 2315, passed by the legislature this spring. It will cut state funding to cities that refuse to collaborate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Turk representatives say the law gives ICE a green light to use government agencies and public employees to arrest and deport. They give instructions to have an emergency plan in case of a raid. That includes the contact information for lawyers, both those who specialize in immigration and in criminal law. One of the participants knows the importance of doing that. Olguin lives in Morristown. We are using only her middle name because of her immigration status. ICE arrested her husband at the Bean Station meatpacking raid in April. He is fighting his case in the courts. Meanwhile, he cannot work and provide for his family. She wants to prevent other children from suffering as their daughters did. She says, if they deport my husband, they will send him to his country.
Mis niñas, ellas son de aquí. Este es su país.
But my daughter, she says, crying, they are from here. This is their country. They want to root them out of here, too. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Paula Mora.